What is up, everybody? Michael here, bringing you another video today. I know it has been quite a long time since I've seen you guys, since I've spoken to you guys on this platform, at least on YouTube. And while I have been working on stuff, it has been very, how do I say this? It's been very hard to kind of like let this go and then come back to it, especially after how I left it. And I'm going to try and be as completely honest as I can. I don't want this to be an extremely edited episode of Chew On This. And welcome back to Chew On This, by the way. First things first, welcome to 2022 for you, for me, for everybody. It's hopefully going to be a better year than the last one. I think that's, as we get into why I took a break again, it's a lot of it has to do with how crappy 2021 was. Toward the end of the year, a lot of my friends got COVID. In the beginning of the year, a lot of my friends got COVID. And I was also dealing with some losses, not due to COVID, that I don't want to really get into. But it has not been an easy time in the slightest. But through 2021, I've gotten the pleasure of having so many great interactions and so many meetings with people that I've met through this space, like Ash and Kristen. I was in Colorado for a duration of time, which was far too short, and we had a lovely, lovely time. And also like Sabrina, Brandon, that whole group, I've loved getting to know them. They're the sweetest as well. And it's been great. Like this avenue of taking this platform and getting to talk to a bunch of people about things that they love, whether it's film or not, has just sparked some really good relationships and some fantastic friendships. And that's what I'm most thankful for about last year and about everything we're doing now. To be completely transparent, I think it was hard, really hard for me to stay motivated when everything around me was not the best. You know what I mean? In terms of just like waking up every day and being like, I'm just going to do the same thing I do every single day. It wasn't until later in the year when things started to kind of open up and clear up. And I have been vaccinated. I encourage all of you guys to get vaccinated. I've been boosted as well. But at the time, at the midway of the year and at the beginning of the year, like we weren't really seeing too many people. This was the best way to interact with people for a long duration of time. And now it feels like we're slowly sinking back into that. So I think it's just been like a lot of, I'm not good with change. I think that's what I've noticed, is I'm not good with change. So once things start changing, I start to panic a little bit. And it was hard for me to come here and act like the world is okay to give you guys a presentable version of me. And what I realize is that I want to be me here first and foremost, regardless of how that comes off, because all the feedback I've gotten has always been, be yourself. You're a fun guy to talk to watch. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn in the slightest, because I don't think that's I don't think that's good either. But I think people genuinely enjoy this because I'm the one behind the camera talking to you guys. I don't think it's because I'm super talented or super skilled and well-versed in film or anything of that nature. I think that the conversations that come from like my interactions with the people that I've gotten the pleasure of knowing, and they are a huge part of that, that chemistry that we were able to share on the show has generated that enjoyment of this program. And that's what I want to continue to do. I don't want to put forth a disingenuous identity toward y'all. That's the last thing I want to do. So in this year, I want to just, when we do Chew On This, when we do other videos, I don't want it to ever feel like it was forced. And I don't feel like there were episodes that were ever forced to Chew On This last year, but I think there were moments where I had to really like push myself to feel a certain way or to want to talk about something when I didn't really want to, or I didn't really feel motivated to. And I don't think that's good. And I think that sucks the fun out of this. And I think that's something we've talked about in other episodes with, I believe, like Eric Striffler. We talked about that for sure, where it's like, how do you stay motivated in a space where it's like, it's ever changing. And once you put it out there, that's it, right? You can't take that back. And being okay with that. And I think that, once again, I was just not, I at the time was just not okay with that for whatever reason, right? And now it definitely feels a lot better. I feel a lot better. And I feel like regardless of how I am feeling, I want to continue to show you guys my authentic self, because I think that that's that's what matters. And I hope that you guys accept me for who I am. And as we continue to go forward, that you guys get to know me a little bit more. I get to know y'all a little bit more. And we can share and strive each other's struggles and anxieties and stuff like that, because I know I'm not alone in feeling this way. I think that's also something that was really difficult to figure out in this space. For a long time, I felt like, wow, I'm the only one feeling like this or struggling in this fashion. When throughout the past year, I've talked to so many people off camera, on camera, that have felt very similarly to me. And even when they say they push forward, I question myself. I'm like, why can't I just do that? You know? And I think the comparison game is a dangerous one to play, especially in a space like this where numbers are everything, quote unquote. It's hard to feel like, why am I doing this? Like, what's the purpose of this if it's not gaining the traction that I want it to have? I realized that if I really want to do this, then it shouldn't really matter the traction or how it's going or how it's progressing or how fast it's moving, because that's not what I want to do. I just want to share my thoughts on film. I want to talk to other people about why they love film, why they love video games, why they love sports and X, Y, and Z. And I want to continue to do that. And this is also kind of just like an off the cuff thing. I've tried to record this so many times in the past month. I think this is the one where I just want to settle on it. Once again, I don't want to be perfect. I think that's the main crux of it all. I don't want to be perfect. I don't want to seem like I'm trying to be perfect, because I'm not. I'm a very flawed individual, as all of us are. And that's just the nature of life and the nature of being human. I want to leave this like relatively unedited. And I don't know how short or long it's going to be. That was also something I was struggling with when attempting to make this episode. I don't want it to feel forced. Once again, that word keeps on coming back. We're going to move on from this topic right about now. But I don't want to be like, I have to reach 50 minutes or I have to get past 15 minutes. And I just want to get it all out. Whatever comes out, however long it takes, so be it. Welcome to the ride, and we're going to keep going. This is Chew on This. I believe I said that earlier, episode 25. So welcome, official welcome, as we actually dive into what we want to talk about today. This is going to be the last episode, full episode of Chew on This, on this set, my bedroom, probably for quite a while. I intend on still doing like Zoom meetings and recording those. I did one with former guest Hannah Ringswald, which was absolutely lovely, talking about Tom Holland Spider-Man about a month ago. And that will be a bonus episode that's going to be uploaded. But I think for the mainline show, it's not going to be like this anymore. I've upgraded equipment. I've set up tripods. I've set up lighting in a different area of my home, and it's ready. It's finally ready. And I think that's also a lot of the time to just figure that out was so hard. Like, I'm not a tech savvy person at all. Not at all. So getting everything together, finding all the right ways to go about things, and finally setting it up took a long time. It shouldn't have taken that long. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I think it was a lack of motivation plus fear of not being able to do it right, and plus being inept in a lot of ways prior to starting up that process, that caused me to not get going on it as fast as I should have. But now we're here, you know, now we're here. I love all we've been able to do in this little room through this computer. All, like I said, the friendships and the relationships and connections I've got to make with not only the fans, but also the people that I got to talk to on the show, who have all pretty much grown into being like good or great friends of mine. And that's been the biggest blessing of this whole situation. In terms of plans, I kind of have like a little list of stuff I want to go over here, because I know it's been a while, and I know I've gotten some questions about like certain videos. So like the first question I keep on getting is like, what are the plans for a best of the year video? Because I did one a couple of years ago, which I'll probably put the footage in right here, where it was kind of like a montage to Florence and the Machine's cover of Stand By Me, which was really fun to do. It's something like out of the box, out of my comfort zone, that I had to learn how to do. And I wanted to do something similar to that, but I also do want to do like a top 20 or top 30 video of the year, because I think there's so many good movies that like I want to talk about, not just showcase like the visuals of. So maybe I'll do a variation of that amongst a best of the year actual list. It's going to go beyond 20. I don't think it'll go beyond 30. Maybe it won't go over 25, but it will go over 20, because I think last year was a great year in film. I know a lot of people didn't feel that way. But I have found so many gems of cinema through this time, and I'm still kind of catching up. We're recording this on January 6th right now. I'm still kind of catching up on movies that I need to see before I make that video. I just saw, what did I just see? Damn. Edit, pulling up my letterbox.
A few moments later.
Yeah, so I just saw Petite Maman and French Dispatch, and both those films were great. Prior to seeing those two films, I saw a couple films I wasn't really a big fan of from last year: Kingsman, The King's Man, and Infinite, which starred Mark Wahlberg, directed by Antoine Fuqua, and The Kingsman, directed by Matthew Vaughn, which was like a prequel film to The Kingsman. Super disappointed by those movies. So, like, after those two, I told myself I'm only gonna watch stuff that I think will actually break like my top 20 or top 25, and that's what I should just be doing instead of wasting time. Because I think that a lot of my issues and my struggles with doing this is often the time has passed. For example, with the Fast and the Furious videos, I had made Fast and the Furious 1 and 2, those videos, or I finished one, uploaded it, and then was in the production of Too Fast, Too Furious. And when I uploaded Fast and Furious 1, F9 had already come out. My plan was to release them all leading up to F9. But F9 had already come out. And when I had uploaded it, I got hit with copyright immediately. I couldn't show the video in any country, which is crazy. I guess it had too much footage. And it was really demoralizing. I shouldn't have given up there, but it was just like, I just worked weeks to do these two videos, and now I'm hitting a wall where it's like people might not even be able to see this. Should I continue? Should I keep on fighting? And it would take seven more movies or six more movies to finish that series. And it's like, how much time should I dedicate to something that might not work? And I think my timing is what I really want to work on this year. So I want to get through these best of the year stuff by February. Like, I'm going to set my goal for February. Hopefully, by halfway through February, it'll be done. Best of the year video out, best of the year montage thing will be out, and that's all chilling. And then we'll get to talking about more new release stuff. I kind of want to do, I've talked about this for so long, and I think I'm gonna do it this year. And I think we're gonna call it the Roundup. I don't have a logo for it, but we're just gonna put it in big letters right here, the Roundup. Where every month I kind of talk about, just in a quick form fashion, really loose off the cuff, about all the new releases that I got to see, because people always ask me about them. I do have Letterboxd. It'll be in the channel description, and you can find it on like my link tree and everything like that. But I understand the fact that people want to hear like more. And also, I feel like Letterboxd is like still like kind of like finite small thing that not a lot of people outside of like deep film lovers know about. And I feel like I want to extend my hand out to everybody watching movies and just be like, hey, this is what I saw. This is what I thought was good. This is what I thought was not good. Take it as you will. I think it'll be fun, and I've done like little test videos of that too, where it was hard. It was a lot harder than I thought, but I did have a lot more fun with it than sitting like in front of a camera and doing a edited review where I'm just like the acting here, blah 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 blah. Not throwing any shade at people that do that, because I think it's a skill. Like, I think it's so hard to make that entertaining, and so many people do it. Friend of the show and friend in life, who I hope to have on the show, Garrett McDowell, fantastic at reviewing movies. I admire that skill so much. And I feel like he's able to convey those words in such a way where it doesn't feel forced. And I feel like if I had to sit in front of a camera and edit it in that fashion, it would feel very in like just it wouldn't be me. That's just not who I am. You guys see me right now. I'm like stumbling over my words, trying to get them all out. I want to keep that energy. I want to keep that energy going into the monthly roundup show, because I feel like, what better way to talk about movies than to just talk about them? You know what I mean? Another video that I have planned, I think I may have mentioned this before, was a Neon Best of the Year in 2021. But because so many of those movies are on my 2021 like top 20 or top 25, I figure it might be fun to do like a Neon versus A24 in 2021. I saw most of the movies on both ends, and I think it would be a really interesting experiment. And so you guys let me know what you think of that. I think it would be cool. And also what you think of the monthly reviews and the best of the year videos. Please just let me know what you're thinking. Please let me know what you enjoy about this show, what you enjoy about this channel. It helps me a lot, because I kind of want to curate better to what people are enjoying more. I know a lot of people just watch Chew on This, and that's totally cool. I love that. And going into this next year, I think you're going to love it a lot more. I think this is what I've been like cooking up and brainstorming for the past like 5 or 6 months that I'm like not confident about a lot. I'll be honest with you. I'm not confident about a lot, but this new chapter, I should say, of Chew On This season two, for lack of better words, I consider like all of pre last year to be like season zero, like where I was just like kind of dabbling, testing out the water. All of last year was season one. Now we're in season two of Chew On This. And I'm so excited to show you guys what's been happening, what we're cooking up. It's a shame because I remember being like, I set this all up in here. I'm going to get the lights going and we're going to record in here all the time. No, I also feel like having this space in my own room where I sleep in is also very, very, it's hard to like jump back and forth between this is work and then I can go rest. And then like, this is where I'm working though. And that's not good for me. I need to separate those two spaces, untether them, if you will, and allow both spaces to just breathe as is. And also I think something else that's going to be really fun is actually having guests in the new space, in the home. Because that's something I've always wanted to do. And I kind of want to talk about this as well, where I want you on this to be a little less interviewee and more of just like a conversation. Because I think that those have been the highlights of those videos and those episodes in season one, at least, where it wasn't a question necessarily that we're discussing. We were just talking. And I find the most fun in that. From what I've heard from my guests, they enjoy that the most. When people tell me what their favorite moments were, that's what they tell me the most. So I wanted to kind of loosen up the reins on the questions. Obviously, I'm still going to ask questions. I just don't want it to be like, okay, what do you think about this? And then X, Y, and Z, a format. I'm done writing questions on like my note thing right here. I don't want to do that anymore. And I think that's going to be a challenge that you guys will be able to witness and see like that transition too, because that's something I've never done before. But I want to. And like I said, I think it'll be a good challenge, a healthy challenge. And healthy challenges are good. To get out of the comfort zone in that way, I think is good. Other stuff. Yeah, okay. Creating a short film. Whew, okay, who knows if it'll be done this year, but one of my goals is by the end of the year to have started at least pre-production on the short film that I'm trying to make. I can't really talk about it. I don't want to give details out about it just because if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. But that's something I want to at least start the pre-production of by the end of the year. I think that's doable. I think that's another thing where we all set goals for ourselves, right? We strive to get to those goals. That's always one of the best ways to go about things in terms of getting stuff done, for sure. I, speaking for myself now, I have to set realistic goals because I think I often overwhelm myself to the point where it's like, well, just nothing then, let's just not do it. And that's so bad. Like, that's the easiest way for me to get unmotivated is to overwhelm myself and to just have like too many ideas cooking. I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I don't function like that. So that's why I just want to say to the end of the year, I put timelines and so much stuff during season one, even episodes. Like, I would struggle to get like edit episodes to get them out on time because I would say it's coming out now and then it doesn't, or it wouldn't unless I grinded for like hours when I shouldn't have because I had too much on my plate at the time. I was fully in school as well. And that was a whole other endeavor, and stacking those things together on top of personal life issues and non-issues, just having a personal life was very, very difficult. And I don't think I was ready to handle all that at once. I think last year was just like a really good trial year of me editing videos that you guys probably won't ever see, or at least not in that form, in those versions of those videos. But it's good practice, and practice makes perfect. And I think that the short film, it will happen. Will it happen this year? Probably not. Let's just say it now. It probably won't happen this year, but to start the pre-production, to have the script finalized, and to start showing the script to people. Yes. I think I made a tweet about this recently, where I just don't want to like hold back my creative ambitions anymore. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, right? If people don't like it, they don't like it. And that just has to be the mindset I have to walk with, because someone will like it and someone will latch onto it. And honestly, if I like it, if I'm happy with it, that should be enough. You know what I mean? I want to get to that point of this might sound cheesy, but loving myself and loving what I'm doing enough to where I don't have to worry about the views or the reaction anymore. Not that anyone's really given me like a super hard time, which I'm very thankful for, because I know this space can be vicious. But yeah, I want to let go of that fear. I think I've already talked about like the gaming stuff I want to do. Probably very light. The area I'm in right now that I'm living in, the internet is terrible. So to stream will always be difficult for the most part until I figure out a better arrangement for my internet. So that's kind of off the table for the time being. But in terms of doing like edited game videos or like hidden gem videos is what I've always wanted to do. When we had video game collector John Hancock on way back when in season zero, I'm going to start calling it that, man. Season zero, season one, make it easy to differentiate the different time spans of when this show has been. Talking about like hidden gem games that not a lot of people know about that I love. Like I have so many games that when I show my friends, they're like, I've never heard of this before. And I want to continue to do that and spread that to all of you guys. Those of you that are probably not into gaming probably are like, well, I don't want to see that. Well, I'll try my best to make it entertaining for everyone, not just limited to a group of people. And that's the same way I want to talk about this show, or the same way I want to do this show, the same way I want to talk about film, is inclusive and inviting. I'm wrote it down here, like the state of film discourse, man, in 2021. I feel like that's also a factor into why I was like, this is horrible, was just because, dude, people are so mean and so unnecessarily cruel toward others for having an opinion. In the year of Zack Snyder's Justice League, in the year of Licorice Pizza, in the year of Marvel, endless Marvel discourse, it just felt like anything I would have said would be adding on. I know that's not true. Adding on in some way, positive or negative, I know that's not true. I should be able to have my own voice and speak on my own, and you should be able to respect that. And I think we should be able to respect each other's opinions and whatnot, but oftentimes in the space, it isn't the case. People jump on each other. People attack each other for stupid, trivial things like enjoying a movie more than someone else did. If y'all love Venom 2, love that movie. I like that movie, right? But I also like Petite Maman. You know, I also like Titan. Film is diverse, just as this world is, just as people that are talking about film are. People that enjoy film are also diverse. We're not all the same. We're not all going to like the same things, and that's okay. It's totally okay. And I want it to feel okay, at least on this channel. I want it to feel okay that I'm okay with sharing those thoughts, and that you're okay with telling me what your favorite movie of the year was, even if it was Infinite. Even if it was The Kingsman, that was your favorite movie of the year, I'm happy for you. Honestly, I am, because to make a connection with a movie that makes you feel like this is the best thing I've seen this year, it's a great feeling. I know that feeling. It just happened to me. I'm not going to say what my favorite movie of the year is right now, because probably by the time this video is out, my top 10 will change. But I don't think my number one will change, but I don't want to speak into existence and I'm going to say it and then all of a sudden it's not. You can look at my list on Letterboxd of all the film, the theatrical or new release films of 2021 that I saw. When you see a movie because I don't give 5 stars often. I feel like I really have to have like a deep emotional feeling when watching something to give it 5 stars. And the movie that is at the currently at the top of my list, I'll just say it, The Worst Person in the World. I don't think a lot of people have been able to see that movie yet. So it kind of sucks talking about, because one, I'm not trying to rub it in anyone's face. And then also two, it's a hard movie to talk about without spoiling, like the great aspects of it, the surprises of the film. And yeah, I thought it was amazing. And the way I felt when it finished is a feeling that I hope everyone gets to feel, regardless of the movie is Venom, The Worst Person in the World, or No Time to Die, or whatever it may be. I don't know. Whatever it's going to be, I want you to feel that. I want you to feel okay sharing that in this space. And I hope we get to cultivate a little community where, like, that's chill. I want it to be chill. Leave it chill, you know? What else do I want to talk about? I think we're wrapping up almost. I don't know how long I've been recording for. Like I said, I don't want to put a time limit on myself one way or the other. But I think I've gone through a lot of what I wanted to talk about. Spotify. People ask about that too, because they're like, where's the audio of, now we're going to call it season zero. Where's the audio of season zero? And some of the episodes of season one were not on Spotify. I totally understand. This, the process of putting them onto, converting... Let me pause. I'm going to get it out. The process of converting the videos into audio and then getting them onto Anchor to distribute everywhere isn't hard, but it's really tedious. And also going back and looking at those season zero episodes, some of them make me just feel like, man, this isn't good. Not because the guests weren't good, not because the conversations weren't good, but because of how stilted I feel and how I look. And I need to get over that fear because it's already been done. I haven't taken off the channel for a reason because I want to show you guys the progression. It would be unfair of me to present myself in this way after not showing you all the crappy a crappy awkwardness that led to me being this way now. It would be unfair of me to just limit the show or this channel to just the good parts. And that's exactly like I said at the beginning of the episode, what I want to avoid. Okay, yeah, Spotify, it will return. I will get it all together. I promise. I promise. I promise. And all the new episodes starting now will be on Spotify. Probably not on the day of, probably the day after these episodes come out on video form, the audio will be out for new release episodes. Letterboxd. Okay, so last year I challenged myself to review every single movie I watched, and I think I watched 355 movies, and it was hard, man. And that's not including movies I had watched more than once over the year. So probably the number would be somewhere closer to 400 if we included like rewatches during that year. But reviewing 355 movies taught me a lot. Taught me that you shouldn't force yourself to have a strong opinion. One, oftentimes I would watch a movie and just feel nothing and be like, all right, how am I going to review this? And I think at the beginning I would be like, okay, let's get something good. Like, let's get a good thought out onto the page to talk about this. But I think the ultimate realization and like pro versus con that I had realized through this process is just like kind of being able to talk about film in a way that is respectful to the filmmakers and a way that is respectful to the actors involved, because it's not easy to make a movie in the slightest. Even when you dislike a movie, I'm sure that we often think this is horrible. I can't believe someone made this, but someone did. Someone was behind the camera making it. And I guess what I've learned is how to approach reviews with more tact. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I've definitely had moments where it's just like, how do I talk about this movie in a positive way? Because it's almost impossible. And I don't think everything should be positive. If a movie's bad, it's bad, right? But I also don't think crapping on other people is the way to go about that. And I think I often did that when reviewing bad movies. So that was a challenge in itself to be able to be like, this movie's bad without crapping on an entire crew and cast that probably worked their asses off to get this made in the way that it came out. Yeah, I don't envy that position at all. And as someone that wants to start making films, I think it's important to remember that there is someone behind the camera. There are people in front of the camera that are trying their best, hopefully. I think it's easy to tell when someone isn't. And I think those performances and those films are worthy of discussion in a more negative way. But in terms of just bad movies, they're bad movies. Someone out there probably loves it. You know, you can mention what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it without being a jerk. And I think that's what the challenge was. And I think that's something I'm still overcoming, something that I tried to overcome last year. But it also taught me a lot about just not being repetitive in reviews, which I think I was, which I think I was through like a good bit of that of last year, where it's like the acting is good, this is good, this is bad, whatever. And just trying to let like just free thought fly and just saying, okay, well, this is how I feel and that's it. Not trying to get to a word count or fit everything into a review. If you're not feeling it, it's not going to go. Or even rating every movie. I feel like entering this year, I'm kind of feeling more lax about rating films. There will be movies that you'll probably see on my Letterboxd inevitably that I'll just give a heart or not a heart to. And there will also be movies I give stars to, just because every film is different. Who knows what will require me? Like Old from 2021, I didn't give that a rating at all. I just watched it. Because how could you? How could you quantify something of that experience, really? In my heart, I don't know how I could quantify that. Because while I was entertained and had a phenomenal time, and I thought it made me laugh a lot, I didn't think it was the best. But it also had some really creepy, like good moments. So it's like, how do you rate something like that? I don't know. So I just say I watched it, and my words should speak enough to as to how I feel about the film without you having to know what the exact star or A to F rating is. You know what I mean? And I think that's a te it should be a testament to how I feel. Like the review should be a testament to how I feel more so than a star rating, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think we're all good. I have plans for Patreon. Not yet. because we don't have enough people to do that, I don't think. And that's okay. That's totally okay. I want to keep building out this community before we do that. But I think a lot of the bonus episodes that or stuff that I've recorded that hasn't seen the light of day will end up being on Patreon. I think that's a really exciting thing. For not only you guys to look at and be like, wow, he was doing this in 2018 or 2019 or whatever, and we didn't know about it, but also for me to be like, whoa, this didn't make the cutting room board. Why? And then going back and sharing that with y'all, I think will be a really interesting, I don't know about fun, but it'll be a really interesting experience. So yeah, I think that about does it for Chew on This episode 25. I don't know how much time we went. Hopefully it feels like I've covered the bases enough for y'all. And hopefully it feels like, you know, you feel welcomed back. Welcome back to the channel. I should have said that way earlier. Welcome back, seriously, because I won't say a lot, but a couple of you have reached out to me and have said, like, unbelievably kind things that I could not even fathom having an impact in one's life in any respect through this avenue, at least. You know what I mean? I think our words mean a lot. I think that's also why I want to be really take this seriously, but also have fun with it and allow everyone to feel welcome, because I think I've realized through those positive messages and also through just going through life, I guess, that words matter a lot, even when you don't think that they do. Even when to you, it could just be, I'm just sharing something I liked about a movie, and it could totally be something that someone has never heard before that they're like, wow, that just blew my mind. Small example, not saying that specifically happened in my scenario, but that's just a small example, and things like that do matter. And it's really cool to have some of y'all reach out to me and be as kind as you have been. And I'm glad to have gotten to know y'all as well, beyond just the people that have been on the show, people that I've talked to through Twitter and Letterboxd and stuff like that. It's been really nice to get to know you guys. And thank you. And thank you for sharing with me. And thank you for allowing me to get to know you. It's been an honor. And this episode has been, actually, it was kind of fun. It was kind of fun to get back in front of the camera. It was the first one of these attempts at Chew on This episode 25 that didn't feel forced in some way. And I think that we're getting there. I think that we're getting there. And I think that, you know, you'll see the bumps and the hurdles, and you'll hear about the little movements, but I hope you guys stay for the ride. I hope it's been a fun ride, and I hope that you grow with me. I hope that we all get to grow together and get to kind of bring in a new kind of vibe into this film discourse space. I'm kind of tired of everyone just moaning at each other all the time. It sucks. It really does suck. Don't even get me started on the whole licorice pizza thing, man. I like the movie. I get why people don't like the movie. Does it have to be a war? No, not at all. Not at all. We can respect each other. We can respect each other's experiences going into a film. We can respect each other's experiences walking out of a film. And that's just how it's got to be. And now, before I become too long-winded, I'm going to end the episode. I think I've definitely repeated a lot, but I also think that that's good in a way, because we have to. I really want to reinforce some of the stuff I've been saying. But anyway, enough of that. thank you guys for watching. Like I said, this has been a treat to do, to come back to. I can't wait to show you guys the new area, the new projects I've been working on, also the best of the year video, like I said. And I hope 2022 is better than 2021 for everybody, not just for the channel, not just for me, for everybody, because I know it was an extremely hard year. My heart goes out to all y'all that have been affected by COVID in some way, that have been affected just by having to deal with these past 2 years. It's been really rough, and I completely empathize and understand that. It's been rough for me too, but we're gonna get through it. Just keep pushing on, man. That's all we can do, just keep pushing on. So you can find me on Letterboxd, Twitter, and obviously on YouTube, Michael Chew. Sorry, Twitter, Michael Chew for real, Letterboxd, Michael Chew, YouTube, Michael Chew, and Spotify, Chew on This. I don't think there are any other plugs I need to give out, but I want to thank you all again for watching. I want to thank everyone that has helped push me to come back gently and kindly. Ash and Kristen have been so inspirational, for lack of a better word, into getting me to come back, because of the stuff that they've been doing has been fantastic. Same with Sabrina and Brandon, and previously I mentioned Garrett as well. All the people that I've been able to surround myself with in 2021 are so full of love for this and talent and of kind hearts. And I think that that has shown me that it's possible to continue doing this in the way that I want to. So I want to thank them personally. And I want to thank you guys for continuing to watch. Anyway, I'm signing off. I will see you guys very soon. There will not be a long break until the next video, I promise. Okay. It's Michael signing off. Peace.